You've got to be able to laugh at yourself, says Diane Dunn. We're sitting at her dining room table on a bright and, in Texas, hot October day, 3 weeks after her last radiation treatment for inflammatory breast cancer. Diane, as a part of her treatment, also had a double mastectomy, and she reflects on her decision to remove both breasts with a combination of realism and humor.
It was just a no-brainer. I'm not going to wait for it to march across to the other side. I don't want to go through this again. I probably could. I'm stubborn enough, but why should I do it? You know, why should I put myself through it twice? I've seen patients have to go through it twice. Okay, so I got one boob. Well, I know with one boob, you know, you can only use one tassel? What? I thought, geez, that's not me. Let's just do this. And I didn't want it moving over and having to do it twice. I just didn't.
Even though Diane describes her decision to have a double mastectomy as a no-brainer, adjusting to her new body has been difficult.
I think there was a week there when I really mourned the loss of femininity. And I discovered that because I wear a chain always. When I was a police officer, several of us had a St. Michael blessed by the Pope, and one of our friends went over there and had it done and brought them back to those of us in the department and passed them out to us. And I had my St. Michael always. And I added to the chain a little Tree of Hope from Avery's, Tree of Promise. Well, that became heavier, but I wore the two always, just every day. Sometimes never took them off. But after the mastectomy, they did not fit in my cleavage. There was no cleavage. I wound up choking in bed with this chain wrapped around my neck, or even walking or lifting and going to the grocery store. It slid under my armpit. So it just became, I mourned the loss of them at that point. I really did. And the fact that, you know, when I disrobe or get into my PJs, there's nothing but this garish line across my chest, and it's puckered and pulled and has become like a band around my chest as the scar tissue builds. And freakish is sometimes the way I feel when I look in the mirror, but I think I'm past that.
Reconstructive surgery is in the future, says Diane, but it's hard to be patient. She wants to feel normal in her clothes again, look put together when she goes out, simple things. Yet while losing her breasts has altered her view of her own femininity, she's comforted by the other women in her life and draws strength from a broader concept of what it means to be feminine.
I know that through my sister-in-laws and my mom and my granddaughters that it's passed on. And I still feel like grandma, and I still feel like their sister. And it just, it's a changed femininity. It's a strengthened femininity. More determined, more, I've got more compassion, more empathy. So I don't know that it's, what was taken, I got more than what was taken back by having to go through the process and dealing with it in a different way, really. I mourned it, but I think I gained. I'm alive.
For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.